Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to this special edition of Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today's program is a tribute to the lifelong work of life extension specialist and the originator of the modern health food store, Dr. Paul C. Bragg. This year, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Bragg Worldwide Health Crusade and the Bragg Live Food Products Company, which was founded in 1912. On today's program, we will listen to an excerpt of one of Dr. Paul Bragg's health lectures. We will hear a message from fitness legend Jack LaLanne on how Paul Bragg changed his life. And we will talk with Dr. Paul Bragg's daughter, Dr. Patricia Bragg, as she shares memories of her father and tells us how she is carrying on his health legacy into the 21st century. And now from the island of Hawaii, we are talking with Dr. Patricia Bragg. Hi, Patricia. Aloha.
Aloha and greetings from Hawaii.
Patricia, congratulations on the 100th anniversary of the Bragg Health Crusade and the Bragg Live Food Products Company.
Well, I thank you, and it's such an honor to be a Bragg Health Crusader. I love it, live it, and preach it. And I'm so honored to be on your program, Dr. John.
Well, it's great, and we work together, and I love you so much and our friendship all over these years. And now we're coming to the 100th anniversary of Bragg and the health work and the health company. And I think our listeners would be very interested in knowing if you could tell us about how your father actually started the first modern health food store.
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. My father rebuilt his health with healthy foods and exercise and deep breathing and good posture. And then he developed these natural, wonderful foods. And he needed to have stores to sell them. He originated and started the first health food store in Los Angeles. And, oh, then they went across America. Every city that he lectured in, he said, who wants to open the first health food store? If you have some little retail operation, I'll put the Bragg Health Foods in there and you'll be in business in 24 hours. Dad did that across America. Stores popped up every place.
Well, Patricia, what was it like working with your dad during those pioneering days in the health food industry?
Oh, it was exciting. We called it the Bragg Health Crusade, and it was. People came out. Everything was free, and people came out. They brought their children, the whole family, whole neighborhoods would come, and it was always exciting, John. People were so thrilled, and their lives were changed just with one lecture, just like little Jack LaLanne, one lecture at a Paul Bragg Health Crusade in Oakland, California, when he was puny and sickly. His whole life changed. And that happened to millions of people across America at the Bragg Health Crusade. And I was honored. My father taught me that your food you eat and drink, it walks and talks tomorrow. And he said this in the Bragg Health Crusades. He told people, you are a walking miracle. And you eat healthy and good natural foods, and you will have a nice, long, happy, fulfilled life.
Well, Patricia, your dad was lecturing for many years, traveling the world, giving Bragg health crusades and health lectures all across the world, actually. Now, tell us the story about how your father asked you to join him in his health crusade and his health work.
Well, my dear, after my college education and all, I decided that I wanted to be as some of my cousins were missionaries in Africa. And so as a little girl, we would gather our seeds from our vegetables and our flowers. We'd send them off to Africa, and we had a very good relationship. there was going to, our missionaries going to Africa. And Daddy knew that I was getting ready in 2 months leaving for Africa. And as I was washing the dishes, and my dad was sitting in our kitchen there in Burbank, California, where we were for 60 years, he said, "Patricia, just give me 1 year to be a health crusader with Bragg Health Crusades. Just 1 year, and put it off going to Africa. Will you please, dear?" I said, "Oh, Daddy." Here, and I was washing the dishes, and I couldn't see him. And I turned around, and he was actually, tears were going down his cheeks. He said, "Say yes, please. Please." He said, "I want you just for 1 year to help me." I said, "Daddy, you say it that way, I'll do it. I'll do it 1 year. And guess what, Dr. John? It's been a lifetime. And I love it, live it, and preach it, the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle."
Well, you never went on that missionary trip, but you did health missions all across the world with your dad, didn't you?
That's right. I've been around the world over 30 times, 30 times. And I'm a citizen of the world. And I love all races, all religions, and all people.
Well, Patricia, your dad was a dynamic health lecturer, and right now we're going to play just a little excerpt of one of your dad's health lectures. Let's listen.
"The most important thing you have in life is your body. I want to talk to you today about the most important person in the world, and that is you. You're a universe within yourself. If you learn to put material in your body that causes no toxemia, no mucus, no obstructions, no piling up of cholesterol and fat, you have found the secret of life as I have found it. I consider myself the living example of what natural nutrition will do for a human. Here I am today, a man far beyond the age of most men. Here I am, a man who has a painless, tireless, ageless body. I can swim for miles. I can jog. I can go into the finest clinic, the Mayo Brothers, the Leahy Clinic. I can go to any of the fine clinics of the world, and I can be examined, and they say, 'You're a freak.' No, I'm not a freak. No, I have just learned the science of living on natural foods. I have discarded all the refined foods, such as refined white sugar, refined white flour, white rice, and the embalmed foods, such as hot dogs, bologna, salami, hams, and anything that has sodium nitrate and sodium nitrate in it. I make it a point in my life to read labels, because the label today tells you the story of what's in that food. And if I pick up something and that has a preservative or an additive, it's not for my body, because I'm very jealous of what goes into this body. Now, the only thing that a human can die from is a degenerative disease. Now, because you have another birthday, that doesn't mean that there's a collapse within the human body. Age has nothing to do with what happens in your body. Age is simply a measure. And when people say they're getting older, I don't buy that at all. I don't believe that, because there's no part of my body and your body over 7 years of age. Think of it. Every 90 days, Paul Bragg gets a new bloodstream. Now, what is that bloodstream that is going to nourish the 40 trillion cells of Paul Bragg's body? What kind of food is it? Is it live food or is it dead food? That is the question. You are what you eat, and what you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow. The only security you have in life is your health, nothing else. Your finances, your property, no matter what you put a value on, unless you have a good body, a body that is clean and pure, wholesome, and is built from live material, this body of ours must be in the alkaline balance. When we do not understand the balance of the acid and the alkaline balance within this body of ours, then we suffer from autointoxication, which means self-poisoning. We eat food that has been broken down by commercialism. So when you learn to eat the right foods in the right balances, you're not going to suffer from toxemia. You're not going to have deficiencies in your body. Your bones are not going to get porous. You're not going to have anemia from the lack of iron. You're not going to have nervousness from the lack of the vitamin B complex. Your heart is going to work better. Your bloodstream is going to be in better condition. You're not going to get diabetes because you're not going to eat refined, concentrated sugar. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, 400 years before the birth of Christ, said, your food will be your medicine, and medicine will be your food. And in a simple space of my lifetime, because I am one of the oldest living nutritionists in the world today, in my lifetime, here is a science that you can add many, many years to your life and life to your years. Study. I have many books. There are other many fine books available to you. Read it. Study it. And you can be reborn again. And you can live in perpetual youthfulness like I do. I feel great. I feel marvelous. I'm filled with vitality and energy 365 days a year because I know the value of putting good food into my body. I'm a strong person, and I want to remain that way. And you can do the same thing for you. Food can make or break you, and you can live in supreme joy and happiness. Thank you.
Well, Patricia, that was quite a talk by your dad, wasn't it?
Oh, my dad. Listen, he held audiences spellbound all over the world.
A true pioneer in the American health industry, the world credits many things to Dr. Paul C. Bragg. Paul's health crusades pioneered the first health lectures across America, inspiring Bragg health followers to open health food stores across America and then the world. Bragg opened the first health restaurants, health spas, and health clinics. Bragg inspired pineapple and tomato juice and smoothies to America. He introduced juice therapy in America by importing the first hand juicers. Paul Bragg was the first to introduce and distribute honey and date sugar nationwide. Bragg pioneered radio health programs from Hollywood three times a day in the 1920s. Bragg and his daughter Patricia pioneered a health TV show from Hollywood to spread the Bragg Health Crusade on their show, Health and Happiness. It included exercises, health recipes, visual demonstrations, and guest appearances with Hollywood stars and other famous Bragg health followers. He created the first health foods and health food products and then made them available nationwide. Well, you know what, Patricia? Probably your dad's most famous student and most successful student was Jack LaLanne. And back in 1976, I was at your dad's memorial service with you when Jack LaLanne gave the story about how Paul Bragg changed his life. Let's listen right now to Jack LaLanne as he shares that story.
You know, if you had, any of you have ever been to any of Paul Bragg's lectures, especially his earlier lectures, he had this tremendous ability to motivate and turn people on. And his theme song, it kind of went something like this, if I remember, it's been many, many years. He would get there in front of the audience. He says, "Sickness and germs will not get me, for I am well. Sickness and germs will not get me, for I am well. Sickness and germs will not get me, for I am well as I can be. Health and power dwells in me." And then he'd have the audience sing it back to him. And by this time, it really aroused these people. See, I have known Paul Bragg now since 1929 or 30. And I knew the man intimately. We had so much in common. Number one, we're both interested in nutrition. We're both interested in exercise. We're both athletes. And Paul Bragg was such a multifaceted human being. I mean, he just wasn't interested in health and nutrition, but he was a great philosopher, a great scholar. He loved to talk about religion, politics, any of these types of things. He was well-rounded. He was what a fit person should be, mind and body intact, to be able to use all these faculties. And I remember Paul Bragg, his tremendous sense of theatrics. He would have an audience. I had seen him come across that stage pulling maybe two or three dozen hot dogs and coffee pots, and he'd be pulling like this, you know. And these people, in other words, he had a kind of a Jesus-like quality about him. You know, Jesus made such a tremendous impact in our civilization. Today, the Bible is still the best-selling book of all. And Jesus had his 12 disciples, didn't he? Out propagating and helping to help other people with Jesus' philosophy of living. No, but Paul Bragg, he had all these disciples, you know. I was one of them, you're one of them perhaps. So he had all these hundreds of thousands of people out helping other people, being examples, trying to get other people motivated and stimulated into a better living. You know, as I said, Paul Bragg and I spent so many times together in athletic events, swimming and weightlifting and wrestling and all these types of things. You know, one of his favorite things that he loved to do when he'd come into town, when I was living with my mother, he loved to come over to our house for dinner because, you know, Paul had a great appetite for health foods. And my mother, you know, we got her started in this thing because she had an organic farm and, I mean, garden, and she'd always have these organic vegetables. She made her own yogurt, her own bread, her own cheese. Paul would come over to the house. And I'll never forget his favorite dish that my mother would fix for him would be brown rice and lentils. I never forget that. He always talked about that. And he was a great dancer. He loved to sing. As I said, he was just a tremendous human being. And he had this charisma that so many people speak about. When he was in a room or an audience, you knew he was there. See, this man stood for honesty and integrity. He lived what he preached, and he advocated. And that's a rarity in these days. I'm going to tell you a true story right now. Of course, everything I tell you is the truth, but this is a story that will maybe help you to really see the inside of Paul Bragg. I was having dinner with Paul one night, and I said, "Paul, I know that you went through a tremendous amount of persecution when you were a young man getting started. The Pure Food and Drug was on you. The medical profession was against you. So many people thought you were a nut, you're a crackpot, some kind of a filbert, you know, preaching all this stuff about vitamins and nutrition, about exercise." And I said, "I knew what you went through, Paul, because I went through a lot of the same thing myself. But I said, can you tell me now, what motivates you? What stimulates? What keeps you going? I know it's just not the money, because Paul Bragg was not out for the money. He was out to help people." And I said, "Paul, just what kept this fire kindled inside of you?" He says, "Jack, listen to this." He says, "I was lecturing up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I had a full turnaway crowd, and I had already started my lecture. I was talking to these people, Jack, and they were a wonderful, enthusiastic audience. And about that time, I saw the front door open, and here came down the aisle a lady and a boy. They both looked like human derelicts. I had never seen two more out of condition people. They looked like they were possessed. They were so unhealthy looking, feeble and weak. They came down about halfway down the aisle, and I was speaking, as I told you, and they started to leave. And just as they were leaving the back door, I said, "Look, we don't turn anybody away here." He said, "Ushers, will you bring two seats up and put them up on the stage?" So, he said, "I invited these two people to come up on the stage, and I put these folding chairs there, and there they sat through my lecture." Well, I continued my lecture, and the theme of that lecture was, "You can be born again." After the lecture was over, I had a tremendous audience, they were very enthusiastic. I went back to my dressing room, you know, and I was in the dressing room trying to collect my thoughts and everything, and how I could improve my lecture and what I could do, and I heard this little rap on the door. And I opened the door. Who do you think it was? It was this young boy. And I invited him to come in. Anyway, I just had this empathy, this something toward this young fellow that he needed help desperately. And he said, Professor, he called me Professor. He says, Professor Bragg, he said, I need help desperately. And he told me a story about how he had been asked by the doctors and the school officials to drop out of school for a period of 6 months because he was sick and weak, because he couldn't participate in sports. And he told me on two different occasions he tried to kill his brother because he had this uncontrollable temper. He was getting failing grades in school, and he had these blinding headaches every day. In fact, on two or three different occasions, he was thinking about taking his life because he couldn't stand the humiliation of all the kids making fun of him, calling him sissy and weakling, and he couldn't do any of the things that a young boy wanted to do. He couldn't stand this. And he said, Professor, I heard you in your lecture. And he says, you know, I've never been so impressed in my life. He says, doctors have been trying to help me. My teachers have been trying to help me, everybody, but nobody knows anything about what they can do. They just let me go. And here I'm suffering. My health is getting worse all the time. My poor folks, they spend all the money they can get their hands on and doctor bills for me. I'm in and out of hospitals. And I heard you say, Professor, and I believe you, that you can be born again. And he says, Professor, I want to be born again. I want a new body. I want to have a new life. I want to live a normal life like the average human being. So Paul Bragg said, asked this young fellow, I said, tell me your living habits. What do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And he said, the young boy told me. He lived on cakes and pies and candy and ice cream. He was just like an alcoholic. He was a sugarholic. And I explained to this young fellow, I said, young fellow, I says, this body of yours, remember, the food you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow. And the exercise you do today helps you to absorb this food. So if you start eating better today, you start exercising, you can grow better. You can be better and better and better. And I said, you are killing yourself, young fellow. You should start in a program where you help yourself to live. So this young boy, I talked to him for a couple hours. And when he left, he promised me. And this time of my life, Paul told me, he said, I was a strict vegetarian. So the young boy says, I'm not going to eat any more white flour, white sugar. I'm not going to eat any meat. I'm going to go along with this regime. And so Paul said, I gave him all my literature and my books. So the boy left with a beam in his face. And he says, Professor, I am really going to be born again. So Paul said, about maybe 6 months or a year later, he didn't know quite when, he said, I was lecturing over in San Francisco. And who do you think came over to visit me? This young boy. And he says, I couldn't believe the change in this human being. It looked like two different human beings. If it wasn't for some of his mannerisms, I would never have known it was the same one. And he told me, Professor, Professor, I owe you my life. I am born again. He says, I went back into school. I'm getting great grades now. My mind before, I couldn't concentrate. Now I can concentrate. I'm on the football team, on the baseball team. I got friends now. I have complete control of my temper. I haven't eaten any white flour, or white sugar. I haven't touched meat or meat products in all this time. I am a new person. And he said, Professor, I am someday going to emulate you. I am going through this world doing exactly what you are doing. Professor Bragg, you saved my life. And I someday, I'm going to do what you're doing. I'm going to be such an example that I am going to save people's lives. And Paul Bragg said, Jack, do you understand now? What motivates me, what stimulates me, what keeps me going? I'm saving lives. It's not the money. It's helping humanity. Can anybody say this? They go through life really helping your fellow man? And my dear ladies and gentlemen, the story you just heard happened to me because I was that boy and that lady was my mother.
Wow, what an inspiring story from Jack LaLanne on the impact Paul Bragg had on his life. Well, Patricia, tell us about the Bragg Company today and what you are doing to carry on your father's health legacy.
Oh, I thrill with it. I thrill with it. We have a wonderful Bragg team in Santa Barbara, California. And, you know, every day we reach out to the world. Not only across America, but the world. We're even in China now, in South America, in New Zealand, Australia, and England, all over the world. And I love being a health crusader. And our team, the Bragg team, Dr. John, and you're part of it.
Yes, I am.
We're so thankful to each and every one of them.
Well, Patricia, let's think about the future. And what are your plans for the future of the Bragg Life Food Products Company and the Bragg Health Outreach to the world?
Well, Dr. John, we have something going on that's so special. You know, I love children, and I love working with them from kindergarten on up. And every 45 minutes when I speak at the schools, they bring a different class in, and I teach them the importance of good posture and chewing their food thoroughly. And, oh, exercising the body and using your brain, your computer. And they get so excited, and I tell them, each one of them, you are a walking, talking miracle. And I teach them how to eat healthy and live healthy and grow organically. And now we've started something special at the Bragg Health Crusades. It's called Bragg Health Kids Program. And we're going to go across America with it.
That's right. And that is part of your nonprofit work. You do such wonderful work with the health food products as far as the company is concerned. But the Bragg Health Institute is the nonprofit organization that's really helping to carry on the health education outreach of your dad that he started and pioneered.
Yes, and my dad, for years and years, we practically, everything we did with our lectures were always free. And my dad wanted everything as reasonable as possible, affordable.
So I want our listeners to know that if you would like to learn more about the Bragg Live Food Products Company, go to the website bragg.com, that's B-R-A-G-G.com, and you can learn about Patricia and her work and the wonderful health food products and health products that is made available through the Bragg Company, and then to learn about the nonprofit work and health outreach of the Bragg organization by the Bragg Health Institute, go to BraggHealthInstitute.org, and you can learn more about that. And then there's a new website telling you about the Bragg Health Kids Program with the outreach and education on health education to young children, and that's BraggHealthKids.org. Well, Patricia, thank you for visiting us for all the way from Hawaii today. And once again, congratulations on the 100th anniversary.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Chung. And God bless America and God bless the world. May we all be healthy and fit.
Thank you. And aloha.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's all for today's program. Until next week, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.